On The Moving Icon, host Chris Vlachonacios explores the world of Eastern Orthodox Christian filmmakers and artists, as well as examines popular films through an Orthodox lens.
The land of Georgia is a place rich in natural beauty and history, but its greatest treasure are its monks. Devout is a feature-length documentary by the American filmmaker James Higginson. The film explores the lives of a remote community of Orthodox monks living in the Georgian wilderness. James is a renowned artist and filmmaker fascinated by the complexities of humanity and our surroundings. The film is currently in post-production, but is relying on the success of a new crowdfunding campaign to make it a reality. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris, for the invitation to be here. It's my pleasure.
What makes this film unique is the special access you were granted to holy sites never filmed before. What were some of these sites?
Well, the most holy site was at the Cosipa Monastery. In this underground cave-like structure, it's where the bones and the skulls of the holy fathers of the monks and priests from the 6th to the 17th century are laid out in vitrines and on shelves. I mean, the history of the Cosipa Monastery, they were attacked many times through the course of the centuries. And most of the traveling priests and bishops that come through Georgia visit the site to pray and pay respect for the past sacrifices.
Why did you choose this part of the Orthodox world?
Well, I would say that this part of the Orthodox world opened up for me to look in and share its beauty. I don't know that I chose it as much as I believe in moving forward in my life, and the subjects and the ideas come to me and present themselves to be discovered and for me to look in. I teach at a university in Berlin, Germany, and I've had many Georgian students in the past years. And they've always invited me to visit their country, and they speak highly of the beauty of the land and of the culture. So finally in 2012, I did take my students up on that invitation, and I visited for the first time. And while I was there, one of them showed me a photo from the Kareli monasteries. And this photo was of a monk standing in front of a cliff entrance to a cave-like chapel. And this was 1,700 meters up on the cliff face. And I said, I just have to visit. I have to see this place. I have to meet these people. And also I want to see and explore the rituals and the way they lived and the way they worked. So I returned to Berlin and I did some research. And my student talked to the Archbishop of the Ruis Urbanisi Diocese. And then on my next visit, I received a blessing from him and initial permission to take photographs and to begin filming. So to date, I've returned three times to film what I would say is the beauty of the rituals and the working traditions of the monks there at the monasteries as they've been working and renovating them, as well as capturing the rugged landscapes of the Kareli area of Georgia. The story of this valley that I've been concentrating on, it's the Zarma Valley. It's pretty amazing because due to a difficult and what we could say the tumultuous history of Georgia, by 1996, most all of the monasteries had been destroyed. In fact, there was only one monastery and three churches in this area that had not been destroyed or was not closed. And then in the past 18 years since that time, the diocese has expanded to more than 42 monasteries and over 200 churches. And now that in itself is amazing.
What many listeners will find interesting is that you yourself are not Orthodox, but are extremely dedicated towards this project.
I'm most interested in building bridges between cultures, building bridges between peoples, building bridges between religions. I myself am Roman Catholic, and from the beginning, I wanted to put a team together that came from different religious affiliations, but were united in a purpose to creatively capture the authentic feeling of love and devotion that I felt there and that I've experienced from the monks and priests. I'm interested and devoted to this project because I believe. I believe I'm guided in my creative endeavors, and I believe I'm guided to the projects and the subjects of my work. It's just a part of my heart and soul to express what I see and what I feel, and I have such authentic feelings from being in this valley, from being with the monks there, and from the connection that they have with God, and then the connection that I have with God from them.
Has there been a particular person in the film you have a special connection with?
Yes, the Father Anubi is the one monk that I would say I have the most affinity for and the greatest connection. There's many young monks in this region, and that's one of the things that I found most interesting, is that out of these 200 to 300 monks in this area, many of them are young and in their 20s. And I was introduced to Father Anubi, and he just has this glow. You know, the light of God and the love of God comes right out of him. And it's genuine, and he exudes the altruistic spirit, and just a lovely, humble, devoted monk. So after talking with him and spending time with him, he became the film's protagonist.
You've recently launched an Indiegogo campaign requesting $7,000. Now, how important is this campaign?
Yeah, the campaign is very, very important. Our first campaign raised $6,500 last summer before I went back to do the next bit of filming. And since then, I've been personally funding most of the costs to try to get the project to completion or to move it along. And our new follow-up campaign is necessary because we're now at a point where we need to picture lock the film, which means we've got to do a final edit so that we can lay in the sound design and lay in the music. My composer is from Austria, and he's working on some themes that we will incorporate with some traditional music from a group called Adila.
And what will happen if you don't reach your goal?
Well, let's just say that I'm hoping that we will reach our goal. And I will have to continue working to find a way forward if we don't, but it will be much slower. When you visit our website, you can see the trailer, and that's www.devoutmovie.com. And also you can see a new excerpt that's included in the Indiegogo campaign site.
Now, for listeners who want to donate, what are some of the gifts they will receive?
Well, some of the gifts, they expand over a range of prices, so that if you donate $25, you get a Blessed Georgian prayer card that'll be sent to you, and for $50, we'll have a candle lit and a special prayer that'll be said for you in one of the cathedrals in Georgia. And for $100, then you get one of the first people to get one of the DVDs, as well as a prayer in your name and a sincere thank you listed on all our websites. And all the way up to becoming a co-producer, an associate producer, for a larger sum.
Once completed, where will people be able to buy the film?
Well, after the film has been completed, the idea is for it first to circle or do the film festival circuit to build some following and to expose the beautiful experiences and introduce the monks and this area of Georgia to the world, I could say. And then we hope to offer the DVD through distribution online as well as digital downloads.
Now, to donate, listeners need to go to www.indiegogo.com and in the search box type devout and then click the first project entitled Help Us Finish the Indiegogo Film.
It's important to say that any donation is greatly appreciated. The DVD and the film will be absolutely beautiful, and I welcome even a $1 donation from each of your listeners. I mean, with $1, it'll help bring the film closer to completion.
James, thanks for taking the time out to come onto the show.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you very much for your tenacity, your dedication, and your interest in Devout and also interest in the project. I sincerely appreciate it. God bless.
That was the filmmaker of Devout, a feature-length documentary about the lives of Orthodox monks in Georgia. If you want to learn more about Orthodoxy, media, and the arts, you can like The Moving Icon on Facebook and stay up to date with developments in the global Orthodox community. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Moving Icon with Chris Vlachonasios. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.